From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Iran has accused the U.S. of pressuring the United Nations to uninvite it from Wednesday's peace conference on Syria. Iran, which has been supporting the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad militarily, was excluded at the last minute after Syria's opposition refused to attend the talks. Nina Maria Potts reports.
In a blistering attack on the U.S., Iran accused Washington of pressuring the United Nations to drop its invitation to Tehran to join the peace conference on Syria in Switzerland on Wednesday. Iranian officials said U.S. pressure showed how the United Nations was still under the influence of the United States. The main Syrian opposition bloc had refused to attend the talks after Iran was invited, but is now attending after U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon revoked the invitation to Iran on Tuesday. The U.S. was strongly opposed to Iran's participation in the peace conference unless Tehran agreed to declare the Assad regime a transitional government, which Iran refused to do.
Syria has systematically tortured and executed around 11,000 detainees since the start of the country's uprising, according to three former war crimes prosecutors. Their report, based on thousands of images of dead prisoners smuggled out of Syria by a defector, has been obtained by the UK's Guardian newspaper. UK correspondent Ollie Barrett has more.
The Guardian says the release of the report seems to be timed to coincide with peace talks due to begin in Switzerland on Wednesday. It was commissioned by Qatar, which supports Syrian rebels, and is based on the evidence of a defected military police photographer. He reportedly helped smuggle 55,000 digital images of dead detainees out of Syria. He told investigators his job was to photograph corpses to allow a death certificate to be produced and confirm execution orders had been carried out.
Ukraine's president says the country's stability is being threatened by continued clashes between police and protesters. Violence broke out after Viktor Yanukovych's politicians passed anti-protest laws last week. Demonstrations have already been going on for more than 2 months after the president refused to sign a trade and reform deal with the EU after Russian pressure. Tom Barton has more.
The standoff between riot police and protesters continues in Kiev after a second night of clashes using rubber bullets, stun grenades, water cannon, sticks, stones and fireworks. Tens of thousands of demonstrators defied a court ban on Sunday, with 100 protesters and 60 police injured. A number of people, including two journalists, were beaten by police with batons. Similar incidents have led to huge demonstrations and calls for government resignation in the past 2 months of protests. Ukraine's embattled president has appealed for compromise, but he made no mention of concessions or of talks that were supposed to start on Monday.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The U.S. has offered to send a special envoy to North Korea, hoping to secure the release of a jailed American. The offer follows an appeal by Kenneth Bay for help from U.S. diplomats on North Korean television. Daniel Wrenches reports from Washington.
The 45-year-old Korean-American has been held for over a year in North Korea, where he's serving a sentence of 15 years of hard labor. The Christian missionary was arrested while leading a tour party and convicted of trying to overthrow the state. During an appearance on North Korean television, he said it had not been helpful that U.S. officials had publicly proclaimed his innocence. The U.S. government is hoping that the decision to parade him before the cameras signals a willingness to allow him to go free, and the U.S. State Department's now ready to send Special Envoy Robert King to engage with Pyongyang.
Mexico's army has arrested 38 members of the Knights Templar drug cartel in the state of Michoacán as part of an operation to restore order in that part of the country. Among the detainees is 37-year-old Jesus Vasquez, who officials have described as the leader of the gang. Latin America correspondent Andrea Arenas reports.
Jesus Vasquez Macias, also known as El Toro, or The Bull, has been arrested by Mexico's military forces and charged with offenses related to organized crime. Macias is thought to be the main leader of the Knights Templar drug cartel, which is slowly being dismantled by federal forces. For the past week, the Mexican government has deployed hundreds of troops to the state of Michoacán in order to break up a violent confrontation between the Knights Templar, a drug cartel, and the vigilantes. Federal forces are now in control of 27 of the 113 municipalities in Michoacán. The vigilantes claim that many of the federal officers are corrupt, and more than 1,200 local police officers are being investigated for possible links to organized crime.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.